When students around the world are ranked on international math tests, the children in Singapore come out on top. Compare that with American students who last month scored in the middle of the pack in the most recent multinational test. That's leading some educators to ask, what does Singapore have that U.S. classrooms don't? One Oregon company believes it's rigorous math textbooks. It's importing the books from Singapore for use in American classrooms. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
In the garage of a suburban home outside of Portland, Oregon, 10-year-old Echo Thomas skillfully folds brightly colored textbooks into bubble wrap and shipping boxes.
It's to make some money for myself. I get paid.
SingaporeMath.com is run by Echo's parents, Jeffrey and Dawn, and it was inspired by their little girl. Dawn started school in Singapore when her parents worked there, but after transferring to the United States, they couldn't find the same math books, so Jeffrey Thomas shipped in a few for his daughter and then another few for their friends.
Our motivation for starting this business was definitely about offering someone the chance to use a math curriculum that we had already seen success with ourselves. Very straightforward, logical, step-by-step approach.
And when Singapore started to score at the top of the international math tests, the Thomases started to get calls from homeschoolers, private institutions, and even a few public schools in places like Maryland, New Jersey, and Illinois. The books are thin paperback affairs filled with pictures and story problems and written in English, one of the official languages of Singapore. Still, the measurements are in metric, the names foreign, and the examples can be culturally perplexing.
Mr. Chen has to drive to Malacca, which is 240 kilometers from Singapore. If his car can travel 15 kilometers on 1 liter of petrol, how many liters of petrol does he need for the trip?
You know what petrol is?
Car stuff?
close enough. Petrol is the British term for gasoline, and Mr. Chen, for those of you figuring it out, needs 16 liters of it. Educators who are using the textbooks say such cultural idiosyncrasies are no big deal.
The kids don't seem to have a problem with that. You know, you just need to tell them, you know, what a liter of petrol is. And actually, a lot of times it can be used as kind of a creative, fun thing.
Bill Jackson is a math teacher at School Number 2 in Paterson, New Jersey. After studying Asian teaching methods for years, Jackson introduced the Singapore books to his elementary school students last fall. And he says the books are much better than what they were using.
Typically, American books visit a topic briefly, and then swing around and hit that same topic again and again and again throughout grade levels. The Asian books and the Singapore books are no anomaly. Japanese books look like the Singapore books. Czech books look like the Singapore books. And these books tend to teach a topic in depth and then move on to another topic. So by the time the kids are in eighth grade, let's say, they're doing mathematics, which is equivalent to U.S. maybe second or third year high school math.
But a few education scholars are cautioning schools about leaping into the new curriculum. Singapore may score high on the international tests, but that in no way means that the textbooks are any better. Parents in Singapore regularly enroll their children in math tutoring classes after school. Math teachers there are more likely to have a math degree and maintain strict classroom discipline. Singapore's scores could reflect any of those factors. Gail Burrill, the director of the National Research Council's Mathematics Board, has looked at the Singapore books and admires their rigor, but says they're no magic bullet.
They don't have as much open-ended kind of creativity kind of things. There's not very much room for kids to bring their own thinking to some of the problems, and our kids like that. They do well on things like that.
So far, the Thomases in Oregon say they've sold thousands of the math books, which are especially popular with homeschoolers. As for the public schools, New Jersey teacher Bill Jackson says many will be waiting to see how his kids perform.
Everybody is interested in test scores, which is the bottom line, and that seems to be what drives education these days.
Math teachers will also be looking toward the next international comparison, which comes out later this year. In that study, educational scholars will be analyzing videotapes of how teachers in different countries teach math. Robert Smith, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.